Type Radio.
This is Type Radio. I'm Donald.
I'm Lisa.
And we're here with Strange Attractors. So where are you located?
We are located in The Hague, the Netherlands.
So that's your official location?
Yes, sir.
Because you're in the United States a lot, too?
We try to travel.
Good. We start the interview with like 30 get-to-know-you questions, sort of short, da-da-da. And you're sort of supposed to answer like just one at a time, you know? Like first you, then you, then you, then you, sort of
okay.
Switch around. So the first one is, are you religious?
I am not.
I
do
was
believe in myself. Sorry.
No, I'm not. I was raised religious. I went to Catholic school.
Do you drink?
Yes, we definitely drink.
Yes, we drink.
We try not to talk about design when we drink, because that is bad.
Do you have a hangover from last night?
A little bit.
A tiny one.
Just enough. Do you have rituals?
We shower and turn our computers on. I don't know.
I do. I don't know. I have to clean up after I finish a job. I have to clean.
We take walks a lot. We used to have the studio in Amsterdam, and we get a lot of work done walking on the street, I think. You know, talking.
The thinking work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you relax?
By making something nice.
Making things illegible.
Who do you trust?
First of all, myself, and then Ryan.
I trust Catalan, of course. I tend to trust people, generally, if I can.
How many people have the key to your house?
I don't know. You probably have given the key out to your parents, right?
My whole family, my grandma, my uncle, there's one extra key floating around. So, 3 people.
How many illegal fonts do you have?
Well, at this point, we're not selling any of the faces that we've made. We only use them for ourselves, and we have a shitload of type. You know, a lot of it isn't finished completely in terms of character sets. But.
And the illegal fonts that we might have are just stored away on a CD in
use.
A folder. We do not use them.
This is probably like a stupid question, but do you own a gun?
No.
We have the toy gun. We have a...
Oh, sparkling...
We have a sparkling pist.
That's what it's called, yeah.
A what?
Sparkling pist.
Oh, okay.
They're good. They're little sparks coming out,
okay.
Which makes it...
Pist is short for pistols, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you said sparkling piss, and I was like, yeah, sure.
I see that.
It's kind of like a gun, right?
Do you have a favorite dish?
Anything that has some cheese on it that makes...
It's really hard to get Mexican in Holland.
Hey, what's this restaurant? This chain? It's awful.
Here, the one?
No, in Holland. The Mexican...
Like Taco Bell or something?
No. Well, it's like Taco Bell. I forgot the name.
But in The Hague, there's about 2 places, and they're terrible.
Crappy, yeah. So since we've been in New York, I've had like 5 Mexican meals to get my fill.
Last night, we finished with a burrito.
Midnight burrito, yes.
It was also our breakfast.
Well, I had, like, once ate with my wife, and then there was this elastic band in a Caesar salad. And my wife was like, well, she'd taken like one bite, and there's the elastic band there. And she says to the waiter, well, I'm sorry, there's an elastic band in my salad. And he said, well, so you put it there. And we just got up and left.
All right. And that was in The Hague.
Yeah, it was that restaurant.
That's wonderful.
We sort of wanted to try it out.
Oh, anyway, okay.
This set aside, have you cheated?
What does that mean?
Well, in general.
When? Lately?
Well,
I don't know.
In high school?
High school, playing cards.
My taxes.
Your taxes.
Your taxes?
Yeah, I mean...
I think the first...
It's not cheating unless you find out.
There might be some people disagreeing with you there. I mean,
Don't worry.
So no, I didn't cheat on my taxes.
Exactly.
Good.
I think the cheating in high school must have been the first typographic design that I did, trying to get as much information on a tiny surface that you could also still read while it being taped on your foot. Or
holy crap, I never heard that before.
The beautiful Dutch word, spiekbriefje.
Yes.
Have you been ripped off?
Oh, yes.
Constantly getting ripped off. We had a hard time with when we started the studio. We got ripped off by lots of clients.
Have you taken action against it?
Not legal action. I mean, not amazingly ripped off, but we get back in our way.
And do you have a favorite book?
One favorite book? No, I have lots of favorite books, I think.
I do not have one favorite book either.
An author, then?
I think it depends on what I'm reading. I was reading a lot of Bukowski a while ago and more beat stuff, but I think we're always reading design stuff too, so.
Yeah, I am going along with your answer.
Do you have a hero?
Many heroes. I sometimes have some.
Laurie Makla is one of our heroes.
Yes,
she's a good friend of ours.
Or some strong women. That's just a little feminist thing in me. Laurie Makla is a hero.
And for you?
I would say Laurie Makla is a hero. Yeah.
What's your favorite snack food?
Let's see. When we're in a studio, I'm either having those, what are those cheese crackers called?
Tuk.
Tuks, yeah.
Yes, Tuk. Nobelsprits. And here would be M&M's with peanut, just plain.
And what is your dearest possession?
Are we being materialists?
Yeah, sure.
Dearest possession?
Then it would be the computer that contains everything that we have.
Yeah, and cameras.
Are you afraid?
All the time, but not really.
It depends what you're talking about, but fear is a good way to, get things done, I think.
Yesterday we sat in the subway and there was somebody put an empty or half full bottle in front of us and
sketchy situations. There was almost a big
subway,
fight. Yes.
All of a sudden makes us be a little afraid.
If you had a chance to do something else than what you're doing right now, what would that be?
Professionally, I assume. I would be helping people as a nurse or something.
You're right.
I could do something else. I don't think I'd like to do anything else.
You would be a pro wrestler.
Yeah, maybe pro wrestling.
Well, what's the most beautiful word in any language?
Hamburger Fonstiffs.
Excuse me?
Hamburger Fonstiffs.
Oh, Hamburger Fonstiff. It's a beautiful word.
Okay. And is there somebody you really, really hate?
Without talking about the government that was elected to my country, I would...
Well, you can't talk about that.
I don't know. Hate's a very strong word, but...
Yeah, I do not hate.
Typeradio.org